Good evening and welcome along to another episode of The Score with me, Mark Gallagher. Tonight on the programme, in our local soccer segment, we'll be chatting to the managers ahead of this weekend's big head-to-head clash between Bunnaggy United and Fannin United in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division. We'll also be speaking with Shane Byrne, the manager of the ATU men's team, as they retained their Premier Division status this week. We'll be having a chat with Declan Kerr as he prepares for this year's Donegal Sports Star Awards. But firstly, we're going to start with athletics, and this weekend sees the National Senior Under 20 and Even Age Cross Country Championships being held at Castle Irvine in County Fermanagh. There is plenty of Donegal interest heading to Irvinestown on Sunday for this big event, and I caught up with Highlands Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal a short while ago for a preview. Well, Patsy, the National Senior Under 20 and Even Age Cross Country Championships are taking place this Sunday. I suppose the first time the event will ever be held at the venue at Irvinestown. What kind of challenge is that going to present for the athletes?
Well, the actual venue itself will provide a challenge, and it is a challenging course, a good course, an excellent course, and it's obviously great to have it so near Donegal up the road in Irvinestown, but yes, it will provide a good challenge.
Yeah, and the best of the best will be competing in the National Senior Cross Country Championship. Anne-Marie McGlynn, I suppose she's a name that's hot on everyone's lips as she just recently claimed her second national marathon title in a row at the Dublin Marathon. What chance does she have of taking another crown on Sunday, Patsy?
Well, I don't know what about it. I don't know really about a crown, but I mean, her contribution to the race can be as a team member of Letterkenny big time, because they have a very strong team entered. And previously, a couple of years ago, they did win the National Senior Women's Team title. And then the following year, when the event was held in Donegal, they were just beaten by a point by Dublin City Harriers. So, you know, her contribution will really, really come down to, you know, team, and with herself and Katrina Jennings and Nikita Bourque and Nolan Scanlon and so on. That's a strong team. They should be entering the race with gold on their sights, you know. So hopefully that'll work out for them.
Yeah, and as always, there's a big Donegal contingent heading to Fermanagh. Who else do we need to keep an eye on across all the competitions?
Well, on the under 23 section of the senior race, Amy Green of Finn Valley, she was on the Irish under 20 team last year. She ran a brilliant race down in Kilkenny. And on this occasion, she's chasing an under 23 spot for that European team. Just to explain, the Irish team will be picked on the basis of the results on Sunday. So she'll be in the hunt there. And another athlete, out of Donegal, Cranford athlete, Keelan McFadden, he's in the under 18 race, which combines with the under 20. Now, there will be an under 20 team picked for the European Championships, and Keelan will be targeting a spot on that team. And that, as an under 18, would be a massive achievement in the development of this young, talented athlete. So let's see how that goes for him. He finished seventh last year, and he needs to really get up into the top four this time, I think.
Yeah, and you actually touched on it there. The winners of these events, they'll get the chance to compete for Ireland at the European Cross Country Championships in Turkey off the back of this event. That's surely going to be a huge incentive for all the athletes this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the big one. This is the big one in the cross-country season, and it always has been, traditionally has been, historically has been, and, you know, we've always been involved in this. So it's a big one. And to get on that Irish team for the European Cross, of course, it's a big target for serious athletes, most definitely.
Yeah, well, enjoy the event on Sunday, Patsy, and I'm sure we'll be touching base again to see how it's all going. Thanks very much for joining us.
Not a bother, Mark. Chat later. Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, that was Highlands Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Well, now it's time to turn our attention to soccer. And the top billing in the Donegal League Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division this weekend is Sunday's clash between Bunnaggy United and last year's champions Fannin United. Bunnaghy are one of three teams on 10 points, with the others being Letterkenny Rovers and Kildrum Tigers. Fannad have 9 points, but do have a game in hand on Bunnaghy. Paddy Mealy is the manager of Bunnaghy, and Chris Ashmore caught up with him at training to get his thoughts ahead of the big game.
So, Paddy, all big games in the Premier Division, but against Fannad, that's right up there.
Oh, definitely, Chris. They've set the benchmark over the last couple of years, are they, in the team down there, and here they're current league champions, and I suppose they've done it by right. We went and played them down the Brian McCormick there earlier on the season, and we luckily enough came away with a 1-0 victory. But yeah, we're under no illusion that they were missing a few that day, and here it's going to be a tough encounter. And as I say, we have to reach the heights that they have set and kind of go from there with it.
So tell us a bit about your squad. Will you be near enough full strength?
Obviously here we're missing a few long term, obviously one or two carrying knocks, but we'll just assess it as we go on throughout the week and see what they're like, and hopefully the one or two carrying knocks will be available for Sunday, but we'll just have to kind of play it by ear and see how we go.
Chances are the league could go down to maybe a point or even goal difference at the end of the season, so you know, every game, if you can get the 3 points, the difference between the 3 points and the 1 point could be huge.
End of season's a long time away for us, Chris, and it's a long way down there. We're just taking it kind of week by week and kind of as we go, but obviously here, as you say, yep, goal difference and those wee things comes down to fine margins here. But as I said, it's a game, and games can come down to fine margins, and we're just hoping to come out on the right side of it, and just come Sunday, hopefully we'll be up and at it and kind of see where that takes us.
And I mean, it's great to see such a competitive top flight in Donegal Junior Soccer. Yes, it's sad that the intermediate's gone, but you know, when it comes to junior soccer leagues anywhere in the country, this is right up there.
Oh, here, 100%. We can't probably chat about the politics of obviously no more intermediate league, but here every week you're going up against teams, and here, as I say, any team on their day can go out and beat any other team. It's a strong division. Like here, you don't want to go out and name any teams, but obviously here you've named Fannad there. You've got St. Catharines, who are hard to beat. You've got Cadieux, you've got Kildrum, and obviously Rovers as well. And here, every team, I'll probably miss one or two there. And as I say, it's not being, I suppose, mean to them or anything like that. But obviously, as I say, it's just every team on their day can go out and beat any other team. And it's just a matter of every week going out and hopefully being on the right side of that.
And what about the hunger within the squad? The appetite's there to really push things.
Up here, 100%. I'd like to think that every week, you know, everybody's here. We've got a squad there, and every one of them's looking to come out and play, and that's what you're looking. Everybody to come out and push on, and ultimately, if that happens and everybody turns up, then it leads to a healthy kind of, I suppose, discussion for ourselves as a coaching staff. Because ultimately, if they're all hungry and hungry to play, then it bodes well for when you're out in the pitch. It has a desire to go out and get 3 points. And ultimately, as a squad, that's what we want, that everybody's going to, they're singing off the same hymn sheet, I suppose, and they're going out to do the best for the team and for the club. And here, obviously, individually, they go out to look after themselves, but collectively, as a group, that they go out there, they kind of perform and look after each other, and ultimately bring back the 3 points on a Sunday or Saturday or whatever it is.
And do you adjust the tactics much depending on whether you're home or away or who it's against?
Or who's available, it could be one as well. Probably here, it's like anything, I suppose, in relation to the squad. You try and tweak it, but you obviously here, you have your principles and the way you want to play, but certain things may be tweaked, and we kind of just try and paddle our own canoe, as they say, and look after ourselves. And here, hoping that, as I say, comes to fruition when we go out then and take the field on game day.
And you miss not being directly involved on the field of play yourself?
I don't know. No, I'm kind of maybe here. I'm kind of happy where I'm at. There's bits and pieces, but then I'm reminded the odd time maybe if I step on the training. No, I'm probably better off where I'm at.
Bunnaghy United manager Paddy Mealy. Well, Fannad have a 100% record to date in the league so far, but this could be their biggest test to date. Chris Ashmore has been speaking to their manager Arthur Lynch about the game and also their FAI Junior Cup hopes, plus efforts to re-establish ladies senior soccer.
Well, Arthur, early days yet in the Brian McCormick Donegal League's Premier Division, but it's close and certainly if you drop a few points here or there, you could be playing catch up. It's going to be very, very tight. You won the league last year by 5 points. Fair to say it's going to be perhaps a bit closer this time around.
Well, look, at stage last year, it was, you know, just tight as well, just tight the whole way through, you know. The thing didn't really open up until late on, you know. There wasn't a whole lot on it. It was just two or three teams, ourselves, Catherine's, Kildrum and KG were sort of fighting it out, you know, towards the end. But now, like, it's tight this year, but it's, you know, it's tight every year. That's the nature. We've only three games played. I know some teams have four played, but... No, there's not a whole lot on it now, you know, so far.
Yeah, well, three games played, 8 goals scored, and none against. If you take into account the cup competitions, I think you've actually 7 wins on the trot, so that's a good start to the campaign.
It's a bit of confidence for the boys, you know. The stage of the season, like, would be a bit slow start, notoriously, really. You know, we have a lot of people, you know, playing Gaelic there in the summertime, and... We get back in, and you know, we've had a few injuries at the start of the season, so it's been a bit stop-start. But look, we're more than happy with where we're at the moment, you know.
So last time out, a narrow 1-0 win over KG Rovers. Eddie O'Reilly getting the only goal. And KG, I know they've lost 2 out of the 4 games, but there's no easy games. You just can't take anything for granted in this division.
No, you absolutely can't. Now, look, there's not a lot between any of the sides, and I do think there's 5 or 6 teams here that on any given day that could, you know, the result could go either way, and like Sunday was no different. KG went down to 10 men early on, and, you know, they sat in, which, you know, that's probably what you do yourself, you know, when you're down to 10 men away from home early doors. You know, it was difficult. It probably wasn't great to watch, you know, but for our point of view, we're delighted. You know, we kept at it, and we got the chance, and we took the goal, and, you know, Eddie's always good for one when he gets a chance. So look, we're delighted to get out of it with the 3 points. It's difficult to play 10 men sometimes, you know, and Sunday was no different. It took a lot, you know, it took a lot from the boys, took a lot of effort to get over the line. Thankfully we did.
So next up, Bonagie United.
They beat us 1-0 the first game of the season. I haven't seen them since. Purely because we've been playing most weeks, you know. There isn't much of a break, like, it's week on week. I know a lot of their players from previous experience. They've got a very strong squad. They're experienced. They're going very well. No different to ourselves. They have 10 points from 4 games, so they're going well. We'll not be taking anything for granted. Look, we'll be going to Bonagie on Sunday to give it our best shot.
Now, in the Cup, you're into the open draw nationally, having negotiated the early hurdles, and away now to St. John's Athletic from Roscommon in what will be the 4th round. Do we know much about them?
No, well, I think Fannett have played them in the past now, before my time. It's a few years back. I've been speaking to a few people now, you know, in relation to the match. They beat Carberry in the last round, the Sligo champions from last year, and, like, that's a fair statement. So, like, there are no mugs. I know Roland Morris, that used to play with Athmull here last year, and if he moved back to Roscommon, he plays with them, and from what I can gather, they've got some fairly decent players, and they're doing quite well in the league, you know. So, no, it's going to be a tough test for us. But look, we wanted to get out of the county. It's the first time in maybe 10 or 11 years that we've been playing a team outside of the county, and it's something we sort of targeted this year to get that run, and we're quite happy to be going there, you know. Look, obviously we would rather it was a home tie, but, you know, it is what it is, so we'll go and make the most of it and enjoy it, you know. But now we'll not be taking them for granted, but we will try and find out a bit more about them, you know, closer to the time.
Speaking of cup matches, I noted on the Fannett United Facebook page, it's Facebook page is 11 years old this week, and up went a picture, the first picture posted on that Facebook page, and it was a reunion match for the winning 1988 intermediate team. And you know, for many people, gosh, it's quite a while ago now, but when you look at the names of that team, it really was quite a sight. Danny Kelly, John McElwain, Bosco Gallagher, Charlie McGeever, Eddie McGinley, Johnny Kelly, the likes of Michael O'Donnell, Kenny Harkin, Liam Sweeney.
The names are all off the tongue, all right, don't they? You know, they had some outfit. That's the history of the club, and that's sort of the thing that, you know, you're measured against a lot of the time. And at the end of the day, that's where you want to be. You want to be challenging at the, you know, at the latter end of national competitions. And unfortunately for us, we haven't been doing that recently. But look, we've an opportunity here now to, you know, to go and play a match that if you won, you get to the last 32 of the competition. So for now, you know, we're delighted to do that. And like 11 years of the Facebook page, it doesn't seem that long. You know, a fair bit of Paddy Fielder, play a role there, he does a great job. It takes a lot of commitment to do that, you know, from the playing point of view. As I say, the boys that are playing now, and you know, the thing is, probably a lot of them don't even know half of those players right now, but they're going well so far. We're hoping to push on and try and emulate, you know, what some of those teams done down the years as best we can, you know. Look, it'll be game at a time, and if we can get to the last 32, we'll be happy, you know, that's our target for now. So, but that's 3 weeks away. We have a few tight games before that, you know, so we'll try and focus locally first, but we'll look forward to that one when it comes.
And finally, Arthur, I see that the club is looking at trying to revive a senior ladies soccer team, and I understand that the response has been pretty positive.
From what I hear, there seems to be a lot of interest. I spoke to a few people about this, you know, back in the summertime there. I didn't actually realise there was only three or four teams in the ladies football seniors at the moment. I didn't realise that it had gone to those numbers. And I spoke to a few of the past players that had been involved, you know, and they were quite interested in something happening, you know. So I hope something comes from that, you know. It'd be great for the area and great to get the ladies back playing again, you know, because they had lots of success down the years, and you know, there's lots of them have fond memories of playing, good and bad times, you know. So it'd be nice to see them back up and running again.
That is Fannin United manager Arthur Lynch. Now, elsewhere in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division this weekend, it'll be Kildrum Tigers who are in joint first spot along with Bunagee. They are away to KGU Rovers in the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1. Top plays bottom when Lifford Celtic make the trip to play high-flying Castlefin Celtic. And there's plenty of action in the Ulster Shield starting on Saturday. All of these games kick off at 1 o'clock. It'll be Donegal Town hosting Carromina FC of Inishowen. Fannin United host Old Town Celtic. Cockhill Celtic Reserves travel to play Glencar Celtic. Erin Wanderers FC, they play Gidor Celtic Reserves in Gidor. Kildrum Tigers welcome the challenge of Rashini. Letterkenny Rovers host Ballybofey United. And Strand Rovers make the long trip to play Cockhill Colts. On Sunday in the Ulster Shield, Dromahol make the trip to Inishowen to play Cairn Donna. Culdaff host Gidor United Reserves. Deal Harps play Redcastle. Ellie's Celtic play White Strand United. QPS Youths host Aranmore United. Bunagee United make the trip to play Quigley's Point Swifts. Buncrana Reserves, they play Moville Reserves. Newtown Reserves play Glenealy Colts. That one is in Glenealy. And Convoy Arsenal host Cockhill Youths. In the Inishowen Football League on Sunday in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division, second place Cockhill Celtic are currently 7 points behind Buncrana Hearts. Cockhill Celtic actually having two draws there already this season, so they're away to Redcastle United, while the team they're chasing at the top of the Jackie Crossan Premier Division, Buncrana Hearts, have a home fixture against Culdaff. Now it is time for a short break. We'll be back with more after these. Welcome back to The Score. Now, ATU Donegal have retained their CUFL Premier Division status for another season. The Letterkenny side were scheduled to play ATU Dublin this week in a playoff fixture, but the opposition withdrew from the tie on Wednesday morning. That game was subsequently awarded to ATU, and they remain in the top flight of colleges football. ATU Donegal manager Shane Byrne says securing Premier Division status was a huge priority.
Yeah, Shane, I mean, that's the objective every season you go into, to stay in the Premier Division. And it's not an easy thing to do when you consider the size of some of the colleges that are not actually playing in that Premier Division, that are, you know, a division below us. And it's great for the college to be playing there. I mean, you have the soccer playing at that level, you have the men's Gaelic team playing at the top level too, so it's all good for the college.
Yeah. Listen, the group stages didn't go your way. We'll talk about that in a minute, but this week what happened was TU Dublin did not field for your playoff fixture at the ATU in Letterkenny at the sports field there this week. So what was the story as it developed there, Shane?
Well, Oshin, it's probably the first time this year that, you know, that made a full squad of players available to us. College football's a different, as you know, it's not like club football where you're dealt, you know, whatever hand you're dealt, that's the hand you're dealt with regard to players, and you could have three goalkeepers the next year, you might have won. And there's a lot of things involved in college football, but we played our first three games, we We lost 3-2 again to UW in the first game. Individual errors and things cost us on all the games we played. We drew with Sligo 3-3, and then we went to Belfast and we got beaten 3-2. So we conceded 9 goals, scored 7 in 3 games. So it's not from the goal scoring was ideal, but the goals conceded were just wasn't good enough for us. The game against TU Dublin then was a semi-final relegation promotion playoff, and I got word yesterday morning at 8:05 that they weren't able to travel. The rules of the competition state that in a case like that, you get a 3-0-1, whether it be a playoff or a league or whatever, and that was enough to keep us and to retain our Premier League status for next season.
And sort of obviously mixed feelings on it, because you were gearing up for a good game of football, so you were, Shane. You wanted to play the game, I'm sure.
Oh, 100%, Shane. You want to play the game, and as I said to you a second ago, there we probably the first time this season we had everybody available to us, and you want to play the game, and we lost a couple of games, and that we actually were in a good place. Our football wasn't bad. We just had our etiquette conceding, very soft goals, and we felt that we were getting there with regard to that, and we would rather play the game.
Yeah. Listen, it was all changed from last year and the squads that you had, Shane. But listen, you're used to this. You know that personnel changes all the time at college's level, and you'd be lucky if you do get a group that's there for three to four years. But this is obviously foundation work now ahead of the team next year.
And that's surely, Oisin. Like this year, we had a lot of first and second year players, and we'd hope to be a lot stronger next year, because this year was definitely a year that we wanted to, fight for that Premier League status and stay there. And you hope then the following year, we are looking at second and third year students, and the year after that, we are looking at third and fourth year students, that you get stronger as the year go on. This was a very young squad this year.
You have retained your top flight status, and this is an encouraging situation, because now there are students looking at it thinking to themselves, listen, if I go to ATU, you're going to get your education, but you're also going to have an opportunity to play at a really, really good level of football.
Yeah, sure, Oisin. I mean, ATU Donegal, it's a very attractive place to come for education and sport. In the sporting arena and in the Gaelic football, both playing in the top divisions, and men's soccer now guaranteed Premier Division football again for next season. That's a very attractive place to come.
Yeah, certainly is. Listen, Shane, congratulations and well done on retaining your Premier Division status, and obviously the future is bright. You have something good to look forward to next year, so well done to all involved.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Thank you.
That is ATU Donegal manager Shane Byrne talking with Highlands Oisin Kelly. Now it is time to turn our attention towards Gaelic games, and it's a massive weekend for Downing's ladies. They are taking part in the Ulster Ladies Junior Football Club Championship Final at Kildress in County Tyrone on Saturday. It's at 1:30 and they're taking on Warren Point, the Down champions. Maureen O'Donnell will be at Kildress and providing live match updates from that one here on Highland Radio. Now that's in the Ulster Ladies Club Championship. Now turn our attention towards the Men's Championship and Niamh Patrick Muff. Well, it's a big weekend for them as well. Oisin Kelly and Brendan Kilcoyne will be providing live match commentary at 4:00 on Saturday. And Niamh Patrick Muff, they take on College Land of Armagh, and as I say, we'll have live match commentary with Oisin Kelly at Brendan Kilcoyne from 4:00 on Saturday. Before that, the other semi-final will take place. Craig Bann of Derry are taking on Drum Hohen of County Monaghan. And both of those games are on at O'Neill's Healy Park in Omagh. Craig Bann of Derry, they take on Drum Hohen at 2:00. And College Land of Armagh take on Donegal's Niamh Patrick Muff. That one is at 4:00. In the Ulster Football Senior Club Championship on Saturday, Brewster Park is the venue, and 5:00 is the throw-in time for Airngale's Declan Bonner side of Fermanagh. They take on Scotstown of Monaghan in the quarter-final of Ulster. And in the semi-final of the Ulster GAA Senior Hurling Club Championship, it'll be the Boxit Athletics Grounds in Armagh. Rory Og of Antrim take on Derry champions Sloch Neil. That one gets underway at 7:15 on Saturday evening. On Sunday in the Ulster Hurling Intermediate Club Championship, Swatcher of Derry, they're taking on Breda of County Down. That one is at Aho Gill from 1:30 in the afternoon. At the same time, at Park Colum Kill in Carrickmore, Kerry Fawes of Antrim take on Castlebinney of Monaghan. and in the Ulster Hurling Junior Club Championship. Ballinascreen of County Derry take on East Cavan Gaels in the Junior Club Final. That one is at Owen Rua in Dungannon and gets underway at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now we're into the knockout stages of the Under-21 Championships here in Donegal. On Saturday in the Under-21 B Football Quarterfinals, it'll be Clohanealy taking on Mallon and Carindona taking on Neave Columba. Both of those games are at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then on Saturday evening in the Under-21 C Football Semi-Finals, Neave Breage take on Killy Beggs and St Nolls play Robert Emmetts. On Sunday in the Under-21 A Football Quarterfinals, there are 4 quarterfinals down for decision. All of these games take place at 12 o'clock on Sunday. Fourmasters against Sean McCools, Buncrana against Neave Connell, Glen Swilly against Terriman and Gidore against Erua Ballyshannon. All those games are at 12 o'clock on Sunday. In the Under-21 B Football Quarterfinals, Glenfinn take on Burt at 12 o'clock on Sunday and Neave Patrick Muff play Milford. That one is at 2 o'clock. Now, veering away from GAA slightly, sporting bodies across the county are being encouraged to submit nominations for the 2024 Donegal Sports Star Awards. The deadline is fast approaching as it closes on Friday the 29th of November. The award ceremony itself is on Friday the 31st of January. This week, Oisin Kelly caught up with Donegal Sports Star Committee member Declan Kerr.
So Declan, thanks for coming in. Welcome back to the studios of Highlands.
Thanks, Oisin.
Good to have you in. And as always, it's good to talk about the Donegal Sports Star Awards. Listen, still as popular as ever, Declan. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be no different to the last number of years, Oisin. And we're actually heading into our 49th year, hard to believe. And I suppose we'll have a big one coming up in 2026 with the 50th. But no, listen, the interest in the awards is just as big as ever. We've had the schools nominations, they closed at the end of October, and we had a very good response to that. And now we're just heading to all the other nominations, the non-schools, which the deadline there is now the 29th of November. But yes, no, it's been another good year in sport, Oisin, right across the board. So listen, there's plenty there, plenty achievers. So we're just asking the sporting organisations now to get in their nominations before the end of November.
What's the best advice that you can give to the sporting organisations with these nominations to be in for that date?
Well, just all they have to do is to email their nominee along with just a brief summary of their achievements, along with any photographs and any video footage that they have, and get it into info@DonegalSportsStarAwards.ie before the 29th of November. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. So get your nominations in, and of course there's a varied amount of sports here. It's not just all about sort of the Donegal and GAA and the Finn Harpson soccer and the international athletes. There's a lot more. There's a broader scale to this. So there is.
Well, I mean, on average now, Oisin, over the last number of years, we're talking about over or around 40 awards, and a lot of minority sports gets coverage, and also special athletes from the disability area and all that sort of stuff. So, and the minority sports that don't get a lot of media attention, the likes of even martial arts, gymnastics, to name a couple, you know. So they're all there, and then you have the special awards like the Hall of Fame. Just on that, Oisin, the Hall of Fame. We don't seek nominations on that. The committee will select a winner there, and that will be announced in the middle of January, maybe about 2 weeks before the actual awards themselves.
Can that be a difficult scenario for the committee? It's a process of picking a Hall of Fame, because Donegal have had really, really talented athletes down through the decades, and there's been several overall winners. How do you go about picking the Hall of Fame, and do you find it a difficult process?
Well, it's not a difficult process in terms of the amount of names that are there, Oisin. It's a difficult process in terms of deciding a winner or deciding. So that's why up until maybe 7 or 8 years ago, we did seek nominations, but then you were getting in 3 or 4, maybe 5 nominations. And it was very hard to set out a list of nominees and then select a winner from that. So I think the best thing, and it was a good decision, was the committee themselves to look at potential candidates. And then I suppose we have three or four already this year. We'll take one this year, and we'll probably the next one we have nearly all probably decided for next year as well, you know.
So it's not as difficult as no, as that, I thought that
I suppose, and we have a very good
tease you up for other years then.
Yeah, we have a very good committee there that from across a diversity of sports. So listen, we have no problem getting names. Yeah, it is probably a bit of a difficulty, but we try to get through them as best we can.
I know committee-wise you've added a couple of new members this year. Is it something that you're constantly on the lookout for, Declan, that if there is people there willing to help this committee? Because there is a serious amount of work in this.
Serious amount of work, yes. And I suppose over the last few years we would have been looking at bringing on a couple. And fortunately, we've got two in this year, Dara Boner, who works with the Donegal News here, and Sylvester Maguire, who is very, very well known in GAA circles, was a member of the Donegal All-Ireland winning team squad of 1992. So that's a geographical thing as well, if Sylvester's from Ballyshannon. So it's good to have somebody from the south of the county involved there as well. And I suppose, listen, it's like any committee, as time goes on, there'll be a few people looking about maybe moving away from that stage. So we have to, and we have to keep freshening things up as well, to give, and it gives a good outlook to the different sports as well.
Yeah. And if you are interested in local sport, the grander scheme of local sport, again, including the minority sports, if you have a general interest there in the Donegal sporting arena, that's a great thing to get involved in.
It's a great thing to get involved in. Yes, you know, there is a big demand in terms of time, in terms of commitment to it, especially from around October and to the end of January. But no, it's a great thing to be involved in, and the committee really enjoys it, and we have a good working relationship, and that makes it all worthwhile. And I suppose it's worth noting again, Oisin, that the schools are a very big part of it, and have been, and will have 9 categories again from the schools, so that's huge. And obviously the Donegal County Council is our exclusive sponsor again. Without their support, we wouldn't be able to run an event of that scale.
Yeah. So the night itself, Friday the 31st of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel.
Yeah.
Time will fly in.
Time will fly in, yes. We're as I say, the 29th of November sees the close of nominations. We'll start then in early December to start looking at the various categories, start to select winners. And then we have the launch on the 6th of January. And that's also a very special night because we'll be honouring the winners of 1984, 40 years on. So people like Joe Barr, who was the overall winner that year, will be there. Ray Finn, who won the Rugby Award, who actually played senior for the Irish senior rugby team, living down in Mullingar, he's coming up. So that's just a flavour of some of the winners from that era. Liam Sweeney, who played with Finn Harps, another man who will be there. So that's part. We'll have the launch, and we'll also honour the winners of 40 years ago.
Okay. Listen, Declan, thanks for coming in, and continued success with the hard work that you are doing with the Sports Star.
Thanks, Oisin.
That was Donegal Sports Star Committee member Declan Kerr talking with Oisin Kelly a little bit earlier. Now we're going to turn our attention to rugby, and there's plenty of local action here in the Northwest on Saturday. In the All-Ireland League Division 2C, Omagh will be taking on Middleton. In Ulster Championship 1, City of Derry travel to play Ballymoney. In Championship 2, Letterkenny take on Academy, and Monaghan host the challenge of Limavady. In the Gordon West Cup, Belfast High School former pupils, they make the trip to play Strabane. And in the Gordon West Plate, Ophir take on Inishowen. And just finally, Raphoe Boxing Club will host their 36th annual boxing tournament on Saturday night at Deal College. 14 contests are on the card featuring Irish and Ulster champions. That action gets underway at 8 o'clock. Well, that's it for this week's episode of The Score. I've been your host, Mark Gallagher. If you happen to miss any of tonight's show, it will be available shortly over on our website at highlandradio.com. Have a great weekend.